It's been an interesting week in the land of communications. Silicon Valley Bank was shut down a little more than 10 days ago with Signature Bank on its heels. One would think that wouldn't really affect the life of the communicator or an agency owner, since I'm willing to bet none of us had money there. But my agency has 4 clients who had their money there. Many of you may also have clients who banked there or work for organizations that did. If so, you know what I'm talking about. We spent 4 solid days in crisis mode, helping our clients message the plan to employees, customers, and other stakeholders as more information became available. It ended up being okay because the government was able to replace all of the money, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't freak out a little bit. On Friday, when 4 clients called within minutes of one another, it felt very much like the week between Christmas 2008 and 2009 New Year's, when we lost a majority of our clients due to the Great Recession. The difference this time was that they needed immediate communications help. They weren't calling to cancel our contracts yet, but it was a great reminder of how important it is to have diversified income, to not rely on one client, one industry, or one type of service. That's what we're going to talk about on this week's episode of the Spin Sucks podcast. Stay tuned.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Welcome back to the Spin Sucks podcast. I'm Jenny Dietrich. A week or so ago, I sat in a podcast interview with a client and their guest. One of the questions our client asked his guest was about her experience running her own consulting firm. She said, "I didn't realize how much time I'd have to spend on my own marketing to keep the pipeline strong and full. It's really a full-time job." Yes, it is. We talked a few weeks ago about the best time to plant your new business trees. And if you don't already have a process in place, now is the time to get it done. I know it's easy for me to say now because we're not in a crisis yet, but the world has been talking about an impending recession. And now, coupled with the SVB failure, it's time to stop waiting for the proverbial shoe to drop and get your butt in gear. Now is the time to get your marketing working even harder for you. And I'm not just speaking to agency or business owners. This includes all of you working inside organizations and looking for ways to improve your marketing efforts. Let's talk through some ways to do that. First and foremost, if you don't already know, you have to define which marketing tactics work best for you. Chip Griffin and I had a conversation on the Agency Leadership Podcast a few weeks ago about the value of awards. We asked listeners to dig into how much business they've won because of the awards they have on their shelves. Our educated guess is that most organizations win zero, absolutely no business because of awards, yet many marketing and communications programs have a big focus on them. The conversation that ensued in the Spin Sucks community after that episode aired was around how much business is won because of the networking you get to do at the awards events. Great. Attend the event. Support your colleagues. Don't submit yourselves for awards. Do this kind of analysis for all of your marketing activities. For instance, I know that blogging, this podcast, the Spin Sucks podcast, and our LinkedIn newsletter drive 99% of our new business activities. So that is where I spend all of my time. Do a deep dive into each of your marketing activities. Figure out which ones drive the most qualified leads, and leave the rest behind. When the economy is more stable, you can start to test things again and add more in. Once you know which activities are the most effective, you can figure out which channels are the most low risk to help you promote them. For instance, I mentioned our LinkedIn newsletter, which is free, extremely low risk, and one of the most effective ways to reach new audiences. We also have huge success from organic search. It's the number one driver of new inbound leads. Also free, also low risk, though it does require the know-how of SEO, particularly on content. We haven't seen much success with boosted content sites like Outbrain and Taboola, even the social networks, so we skip them and save our money. Use sites that are low risk and either free or low cost to help you promote the marketing activities that are the most effective. In just a minute, I'll be back to talk you through a few other marketing activities you can do to prepare for a loss in revenue. I'll be right back.
There are 2 things I want you to know about. The first is the Fundamentals of Media Measurement course that we just launched with Muckrack, and the second is the PESEL Model Certification. Both will help you evolve your career this year as you learn how to measure your work using the PESEL model to get you there. The Fundamentals of Media Measurement course can teach you how to measure your earned media efforts, create a successful measurement strategy, and report on your success. It will take you about 2 hours, but it has quick, bite-sized lessons you can take when convenient. It has actionable tips, step-by-step approaches, and examples from Jonna Burke, Christopher Penn, and me. Go to mrac.co/spinsucks to learn more, get registered, and start your measurement journey today. That's mrac.co/spinsucks. Please be sure to use that link because I get a gold star every time someone registers, and I love gold stars. And for those of you who need to evolve your career, learn how to integrate the work you do with marketing and amp up your measurement efforts. The PESO Model Certification is for you. Step up your game with an academically accredited PESO Model Certification from SpinSucks and the S.I. Neuhaus School of Public Communications at Syracuse University. Learn more about that by going to spinsucks.com/academy, or you can go to spinsucks.com and click on Academy in the navigation. And now, back to the show.
Now that you know which marketing activities are the most effective and how to properly promote them without spending a ton of money, it's time to demonstrate results. One thing executives care about when looking at where their money is going is the percentage of revenue your marketing activities drive. They don't care about the number of stories placed or podcast interviews or media impressions or engaged followers. They care about how those things translate to cold, hard cash. I know how challenging it is to demonstrate that kind of success, but it's not impossible. First and foremost, the PESO Model Certification teaches you how to do it within a PESO Model Marketing and Comms program. Secondly, we have a free online course launching with the Muckrack Academy that will teach you precisely how to do this within the constraints of your programs. For instance, if you only do earned media, we'll show you how to measure it to business outcomes. That course is coming soon. As we come up on finishing the first quarter of 2023, we are working with the sales teams for our clients to demonstrate how much revenue we've influenced so far this year. For one client, it's 4 times our budget. 4 times. You can bet that when things get rough, they will think long and hard about canceling our contract because they know how much we've helped them grow. This is the type of the data that you need to get your hands on so you can demonstrate that you are driving revenue for the business. Make it really tough for them to cut your salary or your agency fees. And the last thing I will leave you with is this: cash is king. This is true in your professional life and in your personal life. When the sky falls in, if you're sitting on a bunch of debt without cash in your checking and savings accounts, it's going to be rough. Start to tighten your belts now so that you can save your cash. If you run a business, make sure you have at least 3 months of expenses, including everyone's salaries and your own, in the bank. The same goes for those of you who don't own a business. Have at least 3 months of personal expenses in your bank account. I actually prefer to have at least 6 months worth, but you may not have time for that right now. It's a goal that you can work toward in the next 18 to 24 months. If you have any debt, credit cards, or a line of credit, get them paid down or completely paid off. You don't want that to be sitting on your balance sheet when a recession hits. Bottom line, hoard cash right now. It will save you. This episode is not meant to scare you, but to help you prepare for what's to come. We've all been hearing about an impending recession for probably more than a year. We've survived a pandemic, supply chain issues, and more. This banking thing is one more straw on top of a very weak foundation. If you start to prepare now for when it comes crumbling down instead of waiting until it does, you'll be in a far better position not to lose any income, both personally and professionally. If you'd like to learn more about how to prepare for an impending recession, join us in the SpinSucks community. You can find us at spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. It's a community full of crazy smart professionals. It's free, it's fun, it's smart, and you might just learn a thing or two from your peers. I'll see you next week.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the Spin Sucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.